want you to look at the wordings of the verses that we have. You are my strength.
You are my strength when I am weak.
You are my treasure when I'm weak.
You seek Jesus in that way. Is it your treasure? Is it your strength? Just came and he said, let people hold on to this word. Let them seek me as their jewel. Let them seek me as their treasure. Let them know that I can be their strength. Let them know that they can look unto me and they will no longer be that fool they are calling them. They will be wiser than the wisest. They will be that which I have called them to be. They will be established as I'm going to establish them. Do you seek Jesus in that form? Has he become your jewel? Has he become your treasure? Do you seek him that form? Do you allow him to move in your life? Do you treasure his presence in your life? Do you even seek for more of him? And I pray the Lord will open our eyes and establish all the more in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Jesus, you are the Lamb of God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord that we have come to worship. Oh Lord, we seek you as our precious jewel, oh God. Father, as our own treasure. Oh Lord, cause us to see you in the name of Jesus. Today, oh Lord, cause us, oh God, to have a touch of you by your grace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, Lord. As I stand behind the cross, oh God, I pray that, Father, Lord, let your voice come forth. Let your word come forth. Let your mighty power, oh God, be felt in our midst. Rend your heavens and let the host of heaven come down to worship us, to worship you, oh God, with us in truth and in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I welcome us once again to this fold and I appreciate our lives for putting it in our hearts that we need to worship and serve this God. And so we are here. Whatever is the heart, whatever is contrary, the Lord has caused us to cross this hurdle. And so we are here. Can you just give a shout to the Lord? Praise the Lord! Hallelujah. And we're making it greatly in Jesus' name. And welcome us, and I appreciate the leadership. I want to thank God for the grace. I want to say the Lord is here to move with us. He's been moving with us. He has not left us. And he will confirm his words more in our lives, in our midst, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I bring the word of God to us as I give us greetings from my husband too. Praise the Lord. The word the Lord laid on my heart to share with us is your knowledge, your might. Your knowledge, your might. We take our text from Judges chapter 10, chapter 6. Judges chapter 6, verses 10 to 17. Judges chapter 10 to 17. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all these miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Can we just stop, move to Psalm 44? Psalms 4, 4. Psalms 44. 1 to 3. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand, and plant them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou art a favor unto them. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. I quickly want to run through it would have been a very long verse, but I just want to know that the word says, the title says, your knowledge and your might. But the story that we read, you know, is when the Israelites were in bondage to the Midianites. You know, they cried, they wept, and did so many things to the Lord. The Lord hearkened unto them. They fell, of course, they sinned. So sinning, you know, caused them to be cut off from the Lord. What are you doing in your lives? Can we just look through? As we are going through this journey, it is meant for us, you know, to tap into. And this is meant for this, for us, to change and to transform our lives. You know, they started, and the Lord appeared unto them, embraced Gideon, and Gideon was called, you know, by the angel, you know, a mighty warrior. A mighty warrior. That one I said, how come the least of the family, the last born, that was saying, the family, you know, no, of no repute, nothing, and whatever. So you look at it, what kind of person is this person? God told him certain things. But before God told him those things, what knowledge of God did he have? We move to Psalm 44 that we read, and he said, we've heard how God, our fathers have told us what work thou did in our midst. How he brought them out of Egypt. How he did this. That was David talking. How he did this, how he did that. And, you know, he realized that despite all that they did, the Israelites fell into sin. But the time came, they cried unto the Lord. And he said, they did not get the land in possession by their own sword. They could fight. They could go into war. They could do anything. Brethren, he did not even give them any breakthrough. Nothing came true for them. But when the Lord rose up, he said, with the right hand of the Lord, with his arm, the mighty arm of God, and the light of his countenance, because he had favor unto them. This is what we are talking about this morning. Why I'm going this morning is that these people are, for us as individuals, we look at it that I have my strength, I can walk about. I have done this, I have done that. But when you talk of knowledge, then nobody there look at you in one form. When they talk of a biochemist, they will not just refer to that person as being a biochemist until they know the person is able to eschew that they call biochemistry. A medical doctor will not just be referred to as being a medical doctor until they see that one. Not just the stethoscope, but you see certain technical words that the person will, and the actions. The nurse will not just be referred to that, but you realize that person will eschew certain things, will show for some things. That's the knowledge being displayed. And at that time, it becomes their own mind. A teacher will not just teach unless he has the knowledge of what he's going to teach. Likewise, a homemaker, anybody that has any title that could be called knowledge. And I said, what is knowledge? What is knowledge? In Proverbs, I have a few of Bible verses that may not wait for the in there, but if they are able to move fast. Proverbs 11, I say, with his mouth, the godless may destroy his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. Proverbs 24 says, and by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. What knowledge can give us? Knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge, for wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Proverbs 2:10. Micah 3:1 says, and I said, hear now, heirs of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice? Knowledge. Knowledge. John 8:32 says, and you will know the truth. That's knowledge. And the truth will make you free. Knowledge can set you free. John 13:17 says, if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. When you have knowledge and you act according to the knowledge, you'll be blessed. The last one I have here, I said, Proverbs 24:5, a wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power. That is knowledge. As a Bible, we have many more in the Bible, but what we call might. Remember I said, your knowledge, your might. I said might. Might could be taken to be the power, the force, the strength to do something. But might is even more than that if you look at it. Might is like something that is uncountable. It harbors and absorbs strength. It absorbs power. It absorbs the force that you can talk of. You know, that a person has, you know, in order to have influence, in order to do certain things, in order to know the capability to bring out some things. Might is used mostly to express possibilities. That's where I'm really going. Possibility. So what can we do with this knowledge? If you look at that story that we read of Gideon, he said, how can God say this with us? If he had been, you know, if he had been our God, why will all this be befalling them? Why will all this be coming their way? But Daniel chapter 11 verse 32b says, but the people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Daniel 11:32. The people that know their God, they will be strong. But the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. How much of God do you know? You realize when Gideon was talking, he said, if God be for us, we heard how he brought us out of Egypt. We heard how he did this, how he caused us to walk through the Red Sea, how he did this, how he provided food in the wilderness, how he brought water from the mountain, how he gave them meat in the middle of the night. And do you know what? With all that he was saying, to him, they were just story or fables or whatever. But God said what? Go in this thy might. I think we can just look at it and then start going on. What knowledge of God do you have? That was the knowledge of God that Gideon had that brought him forth. The knowledge of God that he had, that I said, okay, so God did this, and God now begin to, you know, open his eyes. That if I did that, then you become the mighty man of valor. Can you talk of the knowledge of God you have to tell you that this is the might of God? This is what God can do. This is what God will do. David did not even, no, he did not stop that. David did not say, we were told of how you did this, how you did this, how they brought out of it, how they stopped not carrying heavy load, how they removed their body. They did not even just get whatever we had that they were enjoying today, but the right hand of God. So if you have this knowledge, do you even know, have you ever thought of the right hand of God? Is it working with you? Is it working for you? The grace that will make you, that will save you, as sung by the choir. Have you really tapped into it? Your knowledge, your might. It becomes your strength. It becomes your power. It becomes what you can rest on. It becomes your repose. It becomes what you can stand on and say, yes, I have this strength. I have a few things I would want to do before we start praying. I think we should pray more. You know, what can knowledge do? What can knowledge know make me to acquire? Like I said, knowledge is power and is light. Knowledge is power and is light. But where do you put your own, where do you seek your own knowledge? Where do you seek your own knowledge? What are you made up of? What do you know? What do you fill your heart of? What is the knowledge that you want to prove to the world that you have? Is it in your Creator? Is it in that person that could change the day and bring you to the night and at the same time cause you to sleep and wake up in the morning and then look at the brightness of the day and say, yeah, wow, this is another day? Is it in that strength? Is it in that knowledge? Or in the knowledge of what you can just tap, you know, tap your punch your phone and do whatever and say, oh, you can do abracadabra, that cannot even stand, that cannot last. Your knowledge, what will it cost you to acquire? I have people who have used that knowledge. You know, I don't really want to go because I see the time is just tickling as if somebody is turning it. You know, look at Isaac. Isaac was born into, yes, we'll say into wealth, was born, he has the affluence and whatever. But he didn't stop there. He didn't wait on that. He got and looked for that. I don't want us to be reading that, but look at Genesis 26. You know, he did not wait, he sought the knowledge of God. By the time the Philistines rose and they were doing this, they were doing that, he will build, he will dig this well, they will fill it, he will dig this well. He stood and counted upon the knowledge of God he had. The experience he had, you know what? Got him the success that he had. Until he got to his own Rehoboth. He had the instinct from the Lord and he said, this is our Rehoboth. He had so many words. I don't want to bog us with that, but you can get home and read this too so that we have better understanding. No, he had that. Look at Paul. Paul, when he was, of course, everywhere, killing and maiming land with the sense and knowledge of ignorance. Knowledge of no futility. But by the time he came to the knowledge of God, he said, who are you? He said, I am the Lord that you persecute. He now come to the, you know, the scale on his eyes fell and he sought God. Only God knows if they are to be writing what Paul did with that knowledge. We all know it. He got to the extent that he says that I am crucified. My life is no longer mine. He gave himself totally to God because of the knowledge of God. Can you say it at a point in time? He got to the extent that I have fought the fight. I think I have done it. He was so sure of this knowledge of God. He was so sure, you know, it was so palpable within him. Can you seek the knowledge of God like that and it becomes your mind? Paul that could not even love, that would hate, who are the Gentiles that would stand before Paul? But because of the knowledge of God, he was the one that you and I had this salvation that we are talking about. Praise the Lord. It was because of the knowledge that Paul had that salvation was able to, was brought to us. The knowledge of God. He said, and he did not stop. He said, that I will know him. In Philippians 3:10, that I will know him and the power of his resurrection. Another person that used that power or that knowledge as his might is Jabesh. Like I said, I don't want to be going that one. Jabesh, he was born into another thing and was named by him, so by his own mother. But he got the wind of God and he went to God, that God, that thou will honor me and make me more honorable. That will enlarge my coast. You know, 1 Chronicles chapter 1, 9 to 10. He said, that thou know will enlarge my coast. Is your knowledge drawing you to your feet? Is it drawing you to your knees to cry unto Father? That God, I know it. I believe it. Some people did it. You got to them, not by their own power, not by their own strength. Today, Lord, you will give me my own, no, enlargement of course. Lord, you will enlarge my course. You will make my feet like the hinged feet. You cause me to walk upon my high places. Father, today, every nail that is fastened, any short piece, Father, by your power, I cut them off. I remove them from my life. And I take to your word. I take to your word. I take to your freedom. I take to your liberty. I take to possessing your possession. I take to possessing that which you have created for me and created me for. You created me as your image. And so, Lord, I must show forth that which you have called me. The knowledge that you have. How do you seek that knowledge? I said, we have other people. What of Hezekiah? Because he got the wind of the power of God. They told him. It was the man of God that came to him. So what else will you say? That just start packing your load. Start doing whatever. Prepare your will. But Hezekiah, because he knew God, he said, God, you are my God. And you said it. That which I say, well, even for us, for in the New Testament, this morning, is it this morning? That was, yes, our prayer meeting very early said, if you anything, you ask me in my name. That's what Hezekiah did. Have you done that? It comes not by nothing, but by the knowledge of God that we have. He turned to, he faced the one. He got hold of God, that God, remember how I did for you. Remember how I was this. Remember what I did. And he was just reminding God of what and what and what. And God transformed this. He changed it. He did not die again. And added how many years? 15 solid years. What is your knowledge? And where is it taking you to? I have said there are a few things here. The knowledge of God helps us to save time. Time in going to the world. Not to jollificating and doing whatever. Ephesians 5:16. I just want to, it's not too pointed like that, but if you look at what Paul has been telling them in that one, he say that, you know, Ephesians 5:16, that you redeem your time. It is with the word of God, the knowledge of God, that you can redeem the time. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. If you turn to the left, what they will be telling you cannot be palatable. To the right, it will be another thing. If you look forward, nothing. Backward, nothing. But by the knowledge of God that you hold on to, the order you are looking up onto, you can redeem your time. You can change it and hold on to the newness of the day. He said, behold, I do a new thing. Things that your ears have not heard, your eyes have not. That's the word of God. Until you have that knowledge. Brethren, seek to acquire this knowledge of God. Seek to know him more. And you'll be able to save your time. I said, knowledge of God helps us to access opportunities. You know, opportunities to create space. I use Isaac that I've spoken about before. You know, it was the knowledge of God that made him to know that I don't need to trash easy with these people. I don't need to fight for them. I continue until I get there. I know the Lord will confirm my home. He gave him space. He gave him his own Rehoboth. Are you seeking God in that way? That God will create that access for you to have your own opportunity. The knowledge, I don't want to be going into the opportunity that you have. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. Look at the Syrophoenician woman. Look at even Jabesh and all those ones that I've talking about. So many people that we look into. You know, Peter himself, when they had nothing, but because of the knowledge, they were able to access the opportunity, and they caught fishes beyond they could have ever caught in their lives. That they had to beckon to other people, come and take it. They become merchants. They got so many things. All because of the knowledge of God they had. All because of the encounter they have with God. Without anybody's, you know, without my knowledge, we can't have any encounter. So if you don't have the knowledge of God, you can't encounter him. You go the right way, you know. I want to run quickly to this. They said that God, the knowledge of God, helps us to be pleasing to God. You know, to be pleasing to him. Colossians 1:9, and that's where I'm going. That for us, to say we want to acquire the knowledge of God, we want to seek this knowledge of God. Colossians 1:9-11, you know, you have to come boldly to his grace. To his throne of grace. You have to come boldly to his throne of grace. Colossians 1:9. Yes, for this cause, I start from B, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful. You know? It's not that you just do it and God will dump you. It's not that you just there and he will be admiring you like a glass. No. He said that you will be pleasing to God. By the time you are pleasing to God in seeking him, in being filled with the knowledge of his will, in every aspect, wisdom, knowledge, and whatever spiritual blessings, you know what I said? Being fruitful in every good work. You won't just be there. You will be fruitful in everything that you lay your hands upon. Because you will tap into it. Money walking, Omoba, without seeing, the marks of heaven on it. It's just for you to just tap into it and say, God, tack me with that mark of heaven. Let me be see, oh God, that they will know that I've been to Jesus. Without being fruitful, it's like being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Do you seek to increase in the knowledge of this God? Then you become fruitful in every good work. Every good work, whether spiritual or physical, whether career or academics, you know, in my business, in whatever I demand, be fruitful. You'll be fruitful. You know? Knowledge of God helps us to be upright. You know? David was able to tell them that, and he rendered offering. I don't want to do it, Chronicles 29. But he said, it helps us to foster good relationship. The relationship we have with God. John 4:7. That's the Samaritan woman. You know, it was there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. The rest is history. And we know, he moved from calling him sir to prophet, from prophet to what? To Messiah. When you look at the trend of things, spiritually you may say, he's giving encomium to Jesus. But if you look at it very well and critically, you know that apart from being sir, there were prophecies for me. She had to call him prophet. When they bring you prophecies, you will not know what it means. So he was no longer that sir. He became that prophet. Because he prophesied into our life. And the thing you are turning into another thing. Can you just tap into that and say, Father, I receive you as a prophet. Today, because I have your knowledge, that prophecy you have spoken about in your word, I receive them into my life. They will establish. They begin to work for me. And he moved from there. I said, Messiah. Messiah means somebody that transforms your life. Somebody that becomes new. Somebody that makes you to become new. You know, you turn to another. You're a new being. Let me tell you, part of what got my husband born again was this word Messiah. And it turned new. Since then, it didn't go back. And can you tap into that? Can you tap into that God? Become my Messiah. Transform everything that surrounds me. Everything that around me, Lord, let them, oh God, have your touch. And let me have a messianic feeling. Messianic feeling into my world, into my destiny, into my future, into my career, into that which I lay my hands upon, into my sleep, when I'm asleep, when I'm awake. Father, turn it! That I'll be able to see new things, fresh things, things that you cannot even explain it. That's the messianic world. You cannot, neither can you even, you know, you can't comprehend it. You just know that I am in the hand of God. And do you know what? It carries you through and brings you to harbor in the name of Jesus. You know, knowledge helps our faith to grow. Knowledge of the Lord helps our faith to go. Job 19, 25 to 27. Job 19, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Ecclesiastes, I said to 27. And though after my skin once, you know, after we die, things will happen, you know, destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Job, we can all remember the story of Job, what he went through. What people rose up to tell him, curse this God. Tell him he's nobody. Tell him this, tell him that. But he stood his ground. Nothing made him stand. It's the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God that he had. The knowledge will cause you to stand and stand tall. It makes you to be not focused in your faith. That this is where I'm going. He said, this is where I'm going. Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. That for now, what you're seeing may not be palatable to you, but I know where I'm going. Ecclesiastes 3:4. That even here on earth, what can you stop when you have the knowledge of God? What can happen? Ecclesiastes 3:4. He said, 3:14. Sorry, I said 14. 1:4. Not 4. 14. I know that whatsoever God doeth, can you see? Whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. Is it healing that you have in the Lord? It shall be forever. Is it blessings? It shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor added to it. You can't add anything, nor anything taken from it. And God does it. Do you know what? That men should fear him. So if you have the knowledge of God and you carry the blessings of God upon your heart, nothing can now come and say, oh, the worm can eat it. He can't harm them, except it is not from God. Once it is of God, by his knowledge, by his power, by his strength and his anointing, then it stands. It comes to power. And do you know that God has the knowledge of you? He has the knowledge of you. I want you to begin to bring that picture to bear. That if I have this knowledge of God, but this same God has knowledge of you, he formed us. Psalms 139, 6 to 16. You know, Psalms 1, it says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain. That's the knowledge of God that is you. It said, it's too deep. It is beyond my understanding. How can I comprehend it? How do I take it? That's the knowledge of God. You know, he said, at the early part, he said, you know my down sitting and my uprising. He knows when I was formed within my mother's womb, when I was in my mother's womb. No, God was there. He knew it. He saw it. And he saw me through. You know that I was able to come out. I did not die in the midst of it. It was God. He had the knowledge of it. He said, where can I escape from? That was the psalmist saying, where will I even run to? Why I'm bringing this to us is that, can you just think of, is it that God that they are talking about? What of this one that is, the war is too much? Where will you then run to if you don't seek the knowledge of this God? Where will you turn to if you don't come to this God? For if I went up to heaven, you will be there. If I lay down in the world of the dead, you will be there. If I flew away beyond the east or lived in the farthest place in the west, you will be there to lead me. You will be there to help me. I could ask the darkness to hide me, or the land around me to turn into night. But even darkness is not dark for you. That's for God. And the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you are to be feared. All you do is strange and wonderful. I know it with all my hand. 14. He said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My soul knoweth right well. The word knowledge is coming out from there. That God made me know marvelously, with his handiwork, as his handiwork. When my bones were being formed, carefully you put them together in my mother's womb. When I was going there in secret, you knew that I was there. He knew that this lady will be called Shola. This lady will be this, will be that, will be what, whatever. And in seeking his knowledge, he said, you saw me before I was born. The days allotted to me had all been recorded in your book before any of them ever began. Before any one of them, knowledge, your knowledge determines your action. What do you put up at any point in time? What do you know? What comes to your mind or your mouth by the time anything happens? By the time something says, yepa, hey, this, your knowledge, creates your action. Your knowledge forms your action. It determines your action at every point in time. No one lives beyond his or her knowledge. What your knowledge says is your knowledge. No wonder this Apostle Paul said that I will know him. That I will know him and the power of his resurrection. This morning I want us to begin to think about that. Look at it, that how do I turn or where do I turn to if I will not seek this knowledge? Psalm 24 said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And everything therein. If you want to attain to this God, attain to his presence, to his throne, verse 2, and they that dwell therein. 2. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. 3. Continue moving, please. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands. This morning, I want us to begin to look at it. Are my hands clean to be able to acquire the knowledge of this God? To be able to harbor him? To be able to be seen as the Lord saw Gideon and said, oh, mighty man of valor. Oh, mighty man of valor. Can I be called that? Can such greeting be given to me at a point in time? Who, and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity? Vanity. What do we pursue? What do we run after? What are the things that we desire? Nor sworn deceitfully. Have you ever given yourself to deceit? Have you ever given yourself to deceit? Somebody that has pure heart, that has clean hands, that has not sworn deceitfully. Somebody that hold on to God, with a pure mind. Said, he shall receive the blessings of the Lord. He will receive the blessings of the Lord from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is where I'm going exactly. You will be tagged from heaven. You will be tagged from heaven. You will now be known. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Lord of Jacob. The face, the generation, you will now have that mark. People don't need to look here and there because you have the knowledge of God, because you go about with God, because you have the mind of God, because you have, what it takes from heaven to be known and be counted worthy among them. I said, Christ is the embodiment of all wisdom and knowledge, and he lives in me. Does he live in you? He's the embodiment of all wisdom and knowledge. He lives in us. Therefore, there is no limit to our knowledge. If we so much acquire, if we so much wait on him to acquire him, through meditation, how do you acquire this knowledge of God? You meditate upon the word of God. You stay upon the word of God. Brethren, this is not just black and white letters. They are life. The word of God that is ye. The word of God that are life. Say they are ye. Unto my path, it brings light. Not to lighten me. It releases his truth like that to lead us into so many things. That the word of God. You meditate upon the word of God. Brethren, let your nails not be too neat to kneel down and cry unto this God. At times, it may not even take just the nails. It takes the entire body to roll on the floor. That God, this is me. This is me. I have come. I want to know more of you. I long for you. You know, the psalmist says, as the deer pant after the waters, I pant after you. I desire you. I want to know you. I need you, Jesus, in my life. Let the channels in me, let them open up. Know that I will be able to bear and abhor you. I'll be able to take on even the crown of them, of that generation that seek you. Can we just rise on our feet? I begin to say to the Lord, that Lord, as that deer panted for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone hath my heart desire and along. Yes, Lord. You alone, oh Lord. You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone will my spirit yield. Can we just be praying into that?
You alone hath my heart.
Yes, Lord.
Desire and
that has guarded God. If you know you really want to give yourself to God, you can come forward so that the pastor will pray for us. You know, for us that are already dwelling in this God, let's desire to know him. Let's desire to have more of him. Let's desire to have more of him. Let's desire to give ourselves and yield our heart to him. Let's desire to say, God, I have come, also I don't want to go empty-handed. Do you know when Jacob met the Lord? He said, no. You must bless me. You must bless me. I will not leave you until you bless me. And that's what happened to him. That's what happened to him. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, we have come unto you today. Bless us accordingly. Increase your knowledge of us in us. In the knowledge of you in us. In the name of Jesus. To tell God that, God, I want more of you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Lord, I long for you. I thirst after you. Transform me, oh Lord. Transform my life, oh God. In the bush, Father, release your word. Open your heaven, oh God. Let salvation come. Let deliverance come, oh God. Let there be blessings, oh God. Let the heavens come. Let the waters from flood gate of heaven be released unto us, that our lives will be transformed. In the name of Jesus.
I want more of you, Jesus.
Great opportunity. This is a wonderful opportunity that has been opened unto us to cry for the knowledge of the Lord. To ask that the Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you. Oh Lord, help me. Help me. I need you. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you deeper. Lord, let the veil in my heart be taken away. Lord, grant me, Lord, an opening to your presence. Oh Lord, I want to know you. I want to grow in you. I want to have a knowledge of you. I want to have a knowledge of you. Yes, our pastor said many things about what knowledge we bring to you. What knowledge we bring to you, it will stabilize you. Knowledge will guide you. Knowledge of the world, knowledge of God will help you out. We like to open up. Open up to the Lord. Open up, open up, open up. There are many of us that we still need to cry unto the Lord this morning and say, Father, please come. Come to me. Give me the knowledge of you. Give me the knowledge of you this morning. Give me the knowledge of you. Oh Lord, create in me a heart that is longing for you. A heart that is thirsty for you. A heart that is yearning for you. A heart that needs you. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me this morning. Help me this morning. Not a religious wisdom, but knowledge. Knowledge where that you have an encounter with the Lord. A knowledge that will transform your life. That is what our pastor was saying. A knowledge that transforms, that will change you. A knowledge that will turn every situation around you. A knowledge that brings an opening for you. Oh, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, help us today. Thank you, Jesus. You want to know him? Someone is here who says, I want to know you. But I know that he's not the only person that needs him, that needs this Jesus, that needs him. A number of us that are here, that are standing here, we need him. We need the knowledge. We need him. We want to say, Lord, but he came out to voluntarily to say, Lord, I think I need you. I think I need you. We'd like to join. If I pray within a few seconds, I want to rush to the front and say, Lord, indeed, I also need you. I also need you. I also need you. I need you. In this current situation in this world, I've seen that there's nothing again. There's nothing again in this world. Nothing again in this world that I should pursue with all my heart and my interest, except you. You are the only one that I must pursue. Father, we thank you. We bless your name today. Thank you very much for your word that has come unto us, Lord, with life and power. We bless your name by the name of Jesus for the response that your son, your child here, who was taking decision this morning to say, I'm responding. I'm coming to your presence. Lord, as he has taken this decision, Father, I pray for him. I pray you will be merciful to him. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will be merciful to him. You'll be gracious unto him. Lord, you will accept him. You will accept him as he desires to know you. Please, Father, wipe away all the records of his sin and forgive him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pardon him, Lord, and accept him in the name of Jesus. Transform his life. Change him totally, Holy Ghost. Let the spirit of the newness of Christ enter into his life. The spirit of the sonship of Jesus enter into his life. That it will, as from now, his life will be totally be transformed to your glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Let your hand rest upon him today. We bless you and worship you. And Father, we pray for everyone here, every one of us, by the name of our Lord Jesus. We ask, oh Lord, that Lord, you will give unto us a heart after you, a heart longing for you, a heart that want to understand you, a heart that want to dwell in you, a heart that want to know you. Please, Lord, we ask, create in us a yearning in our lives that we will grow, we will develop in the knowledge of you and Lord, in the power of your might, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we've seen that the amount of knowledge we have in you will be the amount of the power we will receive, the amount of the expression of your glory in our lives, the amount of expression of your move in our life. Father, Lord, help us to grow, to have you in the name of Jesus Christ. Open our understanding and all the things that are contending with us, oh God, denying us from not having the time to have a knowledge of you. Father, deliver us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Deliver us, oh Lord, all the struggles that we go through. Lord, Father, grant us grace to overcome them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your servant whom you have used for us. We pray by the name of the Lord Jesus, you will apply or multiply your grace upon our life. You will increase her more and more in the name of Jesus. You will increase her in the knowledge of you more also in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You bless our ministry too in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name forevermore. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can we put our hands together for the Lord Jesus?